Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the farm bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that U.S. consumer prices stayed flat in November, held down by falling gasoline prices. Gas prices declined 1.6% in November. Over the past 12 months, consumer prices have risen just 1.2%. Excluding volatile energy and food costs, core prices rose 0.2% in November from October, and just 1.7% over the past 12 months. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 278,384 metric tons of corn for delivery to Japan during the 2014-15 marketing year. Brazilian soybean planting is 98% complete as of last Friday, that according to Ag Rural, which says the main concern about dryness is in the south of Mato Grosso do Sul, where rains have been extremely irregular over the past 20 days. In Paraná, most of the soybean crop is in good shape, especially in the west of the state. However, there are some dry regions in the north of Paraná, and a large portion of the crop in northern and western Mato Grosso is looking excellent. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,820. It's down 3 points. The NASDAQ 34.67, down 2.75. And the S&P 500 is 17.78, and it is down 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Snow was reported during the day Monday across the region from Minnesota into portions of Ohio, and it looks like today we'll see precipitation occurring primarily in the Great Lakes region with a few other eastern Midwest locations picking up on a little bit of snow as well. The snowfall today is not going to be quite as great as it was yesterday. Yesterday we saw some 1 to 2 and local 3-inch plus amounts occurring across parts of the region, and it looks like today we'll probably see a little bit lighter accumulations except downwind from Lake Michigan and possibly Lake Erie, where some locally greater amounts may occur. The moisture content yesterday varied anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 21 hundredths of an inch through midnight, and it looks like the precipitation totals today will be lighter than that. We'll see yet another disturbance coming across the region on Thursday and Friday coming out of the northern plains. This will likely be the leading edge of colder air once again, and as it comes across the northern portions of the Midwest, we'll encounter at least a little bit of light snow accumulation. Until we get to the day on Thursday, we should be relatively dry. Now, the event on Thursday will probably not even get started until late in the day across the Dakotas and Minnesota, but we will see that evolve. We might see a little wintry mix of precipitation across Iowa and portions of Illinois and southern Wisconsin as this event starts to get underway. A lot of that will occur sometime Thursday evening, and as we go on into Friday, we'll likely see the snow focusing more and more across the Great Lakes region, with that wintry mix of precipitation still occurring south of that area across some areas in Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio down into parts of the northern delta. We'll expect moisture totals out of this late week weather system to run mostly a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 5/10 of an inch, but that's probably giving it more than it's going to actually generate. Maybe totals rarely getting more than about 35 hundredths of an inch on this event. Now, a much larger storm system will likely evolve across the southern U.S. plains on Friday, and as it moves across the delta and into the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, it'll generate a widespread rain event with snow occurring at the end of the storm system. The precipitation event could be rather significant, with 3/10 of an inch to 1 inch of moisture common and some 1 to 2 inch amounts possible. And we could see this, a band of heavy snow once again occurring from portions of Oklahoma and maybe a small part of north central Texas into the heart of the lower eastern Midwest. A lot of this will occur over the weekend. weekend, Saturday into Sunday. The storm system is not much different from that which has occurred previously. In fact, this last weekend storm event behaved very similarly to what we expect here in this coming weekend, and we'll expect a little less intensity on the snowfall, however. Temperatures are not going to be quite as cold going into that storm system as we were with the last one. We do expect to see temperatures across the region warming up as we move toward that larger storm system later this week. The afternoon temperatures today will be warm with many highs running in the 20s and 30s across the northern Midwest, a few teens in the northwesternmost part of the region, and we'll likely see temperatures in the 40s occurring in southern parts of the Midwest. A little bit later this week, we'll see warmer air overspread a larger portion of the region on Wednesday, and then we'll see much colder air moving through temporarily on Thursday and Friday. That cooler shot of air will bring temperatures back down to teens and 20s in the northwestern Corn Belt, while 40s and 50s occur in the southeast part of the region, and we'll likely see an opportunity for additional reinforcing shot of cold air coming along as we get into the weekend behind that larger storm system. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter wheat, the May variety, is 668 and a half down a half. July is 667 and a half down a half. Soft May wheat, 626 and three quarters down one. July 628 down one and a quarter. March corn, 424 and a half, now a quarter up one. July, 439 and a half, up one and a quarter. January soybeans, 1338 and three quarters, up one. July, 1295 and a quarter, up one and a quarter. January soybean meal, 439.50, up 50 cents. January soybean oil, 39.75. That's where we started electronic trading last night. December live cattle, 131.95, down 5 cents. January feeders, 167.85, down 55. February lean hogs, 86.65, and it is up 2.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Awful quiet market today.
Yeah, it's almost definitely one of those pre-holiday or calm before the storm or something. It's not a whole lot of action. Did sell 278,000 tons of corn to Japan for 2014-15 crop year. So hopefully, the world grain traders are seeing some value. Kind of a holding pattern. There's some business to be had here after the first year, but yet producers need to be selling here after the first year. So we're going to continue to play cat and mouse here as we move into 2014.
Yeah, Japan should have bought for 13-14. Then might have had more interest in the short term.
Well, yeah, it function market here. Hopefully stimulate some interest.
So is this what we're looking at on the balance of the week, do you think, or is this indeed a calm before a storm? I mean, there is the possibility that prices rally into Christmas and then afterwards decline. That is a seasonal.
Yeah, that's our fear as we go into next year here. There's going to be some grain need to be moved. On the same hand, though, there's going to be some end users need to gather some additional inventory. So we feel, over here in the near term, as we approach the lower $4 level, you're going to find support in corn and resistance up towards this 4.5 area. Soybeans seem to be range bound up around 13.50. You're going to find some resistance. As you get back close to $13 base of January, you'll find some support. Looks like kind of up and down. The so-called short-term traders are wanting to trade the ranges here until that doesn't work anymore.
Have producers, corn producers, come around to the idea that they're not going to see $5 corn likely?
Well, this new crop has a shot longer term. There's some optimism there. Hearing a lot of guys seriously talking, a few more bean acres versus corn. So, we see a few less corn acres. We see China all of a sudden decide they want our corn instead of rejecting it, and we're running into a little weather concerns here next spring. We can see some recovery here, but $5 is going to be a tough obstacle to go above if we would have a recovery move back up to that level.
So taking that into consideration and looking at the price of soybeans, seems like getting some soybean sales on the books at these levels might not be a bad idea.
I think, yeah. Sell a little bit of both, and here our risk is to the downside. Morgan Stanley put out some price projections for 2014-15. They're looking at about 420 corn average, about 980 bean average, and about 550 wheat average. You know, so there's some concern that we could see some risk. We continue to put the price floor in, work that, and kind of stay open on the cash grain side. It's awful hard to sell a whole lot of cash grain here ahead of time, but by putting a price floor in, you've got that downside protection if we do turn a little sloppy here going into 14.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. March corn, 424 3/4, up 1.5. July, 439 3/4, up 1.5. January soybeans, 1340 3/4, up 3. July, 1297, up 3. January soybean meal, 440 30, up 130. January soybean oil, 39.73, down 2 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.